The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained here in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Motivation and Muscle streaming radio 24/7. Today is the 26th of June 2017, and it's amazing that we're halfway through 2017. I'll tell you, I just can't believe this is the fastest year of my life, and I know a lot of people are saying that, but you know what? Every day something good happens, and that's the way you got to look at it. And before we get started, I want to congratulate my niece Suzanne, who just graduated 8th grade out of, I believe there was over 300 kids in her class, and she got valedictorian. And I can't tell you how proud I am of her and all the kids. You know, my sister's got 4 girls and 2 boys, just incredible kids, and she's a beautiful girl, and I mean, to see her walk up on that stage, and she won multiple awards too. But to think that, you know, there's that little niece of mine who's going to be 14 in September, it just blows my mind. But, you know, congratulations, Suzanne, and your uncle loves you and very, very proud of you, let me tell you, very proud. Next thing we're going to get into here is go out to the winner's circle at FiorelloBarbellCo.com and check out my brand new product. You know, as we stay here, it's a product that will go out and destroy old age. If you know anything about me and the show, you know we do everything at my house now. 95-foot driveway, one-car garage, you name it outside. We got stuff lagged through the wall, lagged through the ground, you name it. But I'm going to give you 12 of the modules that come on there. Now, I didn't do any video, and one of the main reasons why I'm not going to do video until we have to is because everybody goes to the video. And to me, education now is more important than ever, and this is what we got here to give you in the beginning. The first module is the beginning. The second is getting started. Number 3 is mental fortitude. Number 4 is sandbag domination. Number 5 is heavy specialization with shoulder pressing and bent rows. Number 6 is passion for what you love. Number 7 is hands-on training. Number 8 is big, powerful arms. Number 9 is high shrugs and the straight arm pullover. Number 10 is the return of the York iron boots. Number 11 is strong stone strength. Number 12 is love, passion, and my power rack. Now, if you buy this product today, you get the 13th module free called Stewards of Strength / Gatekeepers. Now, when you hear me at the end of the show, I always say I make a reference to Stewards of Strength. Now, here's a few things that are on that module. Learning what the true definition of honor stands for, where have all the men gone, why you should test yourself constantly, why strength is the foundation of your life, and why not stand out, stand apart, and lead the world. That's on number 13. And another big bonus of this, too, if you come on and purchase this product, you get to go with anybody from our group of 7 for 7. They will give you 1 hour of their time, no matter what you want to do, and this will be part of it when you purchase the product. So, Martin Janzik. Anybody that hasn't heard of him, you need to go out and check Martin out. You talk about A1 guy. He's a strength athlete, trainer, world-renowned stone lifter, and speaker who preserves the old world connections and traditions to physical culture. David Whitley is an old-time strongman, steel bender, trainer, author, and speaker, and the king of the bent press. Douglas Graham is an expert in kettlebells, maces, clubs, powerlifting, and a coach at Art of Functional Movement Academy, along with our pal Paolo Veduto. Dr. William Wong is a classical naturopath, PhD, exercise physiologist, certified sports medicine trainer, speaker, and a World Sports Medicine Hall of Fame member. Clint Darden, strongman, Olympic lifter, Stone Trainer and the voice of the House of Biceps. Paul Firepower Gray is the owner and head trainer of Firepower Gym. He's a mobility trainer and an accomplished martial artist with over 30 years of training in various styles. And Frank Delventhal, he's a stone lifter, steel bender, and a kettlebell competitor and trainer. So everybody, go out, take a peek at that, make a life-changing decision, and I'm telling you, everything you see on there is what I do or have done or I'm doing, and we're going to add more and more modules to that product. So take a peek at that. Also, everybody out there loves to ask for donations. Well, we are now too. Contribute to Motivation and Muscle. You can go right out to FiorelloBarbellCo.com. And here's how it works. For a $25 contribution, you can get the first module we call the beginning of the winner's circle. And here's just a few of the highlights. Obliterating obstacles, success manifested, overcoming roadblocks, and the power of optimism. And that's one word today that we need more than ever, because all you hear from most people, they're very pessimistic about everything, and we don't go with that flow at all. If you contribute $50, you'll get the beginning, and you'll get a half an hour free consultation with me, and we'll go over whatever it is you would like to go after or what you're doing right now and your goals presently. If you contribute $100, you'll get that same module, the beginning, and you'll get 2 half-hour free sessions with me, and we'll work out anything you want to do. Also, if you just want to buy me a cup of coffee or a lunch, you can go right out to my PayPal account, FiorelloBarbell@NICAP.R.com. As far as the three go here to contribute, you click on the button, it'll take you right to PayPal. I want to make it as simple as possible, and away you go. Also, too, go out to motivationmuscle.com/podcast/, well, the podcast, obviously, but you'll go out and you can go out and look at any of the 700 almost we have out there. There's tons of information, and I guarantee you, you'll find whatever you need. Well, today is another big day here. You know, my I love introducing new people here. That's just the way things work here. We're going to bring Trish in momentarily, but anybody who's familiar with Jeff King, he's a disabled strongman. He's up in Canada, and he's been on the show a number of times. He's been after me for like the last year to get her on, and we got her here today. I know it's been quite a while, but this is the way things are running here. But we're going to bring Trisha Sell back in momentarily, but I want to give you a little bit of information on her. Number one, she's a certified personal trainer. She's an NASM certified weight loss specialist, and she's a Bhava trained yoga teacher. And with no further ado, Trisha, welcome to Motivation Muscle.
Thank you so much, Eric. It's so awesome to be here.
It's great to have you here. And I'm glad you finally arrived, and I finally went out and got you back, got you on here. And this is the way it works here. We love to have new people on here. And you've got quite a story, obviously, and that's what we like. We like people that bring a real good story along, you know, with triumph and what they're doing. And this really works well for people because, you know, as I've said, you know, we say near the end of the show, you know, five words can change a person's life, and there's no baloney to that at all. And we're glad to have you here. Anything I missed, give out your website, any more of your bio, and we'll get started.
Well, my website's my name, so it's trishaselbach.com. Soon, I'm going to have a new one, so
okay.
I'm going to be looking at the old one. That's about it right there.
Okay. Well, as everybody knows, we like to introduce new people to the family, and we want to welcome them to the family, and we hope they'll be with us for a long, long time. So this is just the first basic question I always ask, and it's really a good one to come in with. What were your influences? I mean, you know, like with us, and even a lot of the girls, too, it's always a superhero. Hulk was mine, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But what got you into physical culture, or what? How did things evolve? Was it from a young age? But I know I read your bio, and it was you're a little bit older when you came in. But what introduced you to a lot of this stuff?
Well, I guess, you know, I think it's going to sound funny, but my mentors growing up were, if you can make any sense out of this, well, Muhammad Ali, absolutely. and Mother Teresa, just her view of service, how she was always about serving others.
Yep.
I always loved Muhammad Ali's attitude.
Yep.
And his go for it thing. I was not into exercise at all. I never did any. I was always that kid that couldn't do, the pull-ups on the presidential test.
Yeah.
And I always came last and hated it. And then when I was 44, my family disintegrated really fast.
Yeah.
My kid's dad left. I was married for 25 years. I was very overweight, about 40 pounds overweight. And I just started to run because I was freaking out. And, then I joined a boot camp and I got really into it. Like the first time I did a workout, I was like, where have you been all my life? Oh my God, I love this so much. And I just went all the time. I just went all in. I became a trainer. The person who ran that boot camp ended up getting cancer and I took over all her classes. I just jumped right in and then I just decided I'm going to go for this. And I opened my own gym and, that's a business. I didn't know what I was doing. I started to fail. So I reached out to Todd Durkin. I'm not sure if you're familiar with him.
No.
He runs a 4-day mentorship program that teaches fitness professionals how to run businesses. So I went out there, learned a ton from him. He's a huge mentor to me. He's gotten such a positive attitude, such a can-do attitude. He's got such a big heart. So I've always been drawn to people, with a lot of inner strength, but a lot of heart too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Definitely. Well, I'll tell you, mentors are a big thing. What I found, and you made a good comment there, you go into business, you don't know anything. And I think that's all of us. I mean, we might know our trade, what we like to do and all that, but to convert that to dollars isn't as easy as everybody thinks it is. And there's an awful lot of stuff out there that, they want to take your money and they want to peddle how great they've done. But if you read a lot of it, I've been listening to a lot of stuff. I do every day. You read about a lot of these quote unquote successful people. A lot of them are broke until they put out some type of CD, DVD, download, and that's where they're expecting to get a lot of their money from. That's not my style, and I'm sure you've got hammered plenty of times too. I mean, due to a lot, and these were all people that were highly recommended to me. I just don't go with anybody. I've lost over $23,000 just on website work, marketing, all that stuff.
Oh, okay. Absolutely.
And I have other people that I've talked to about certain people. And I mean, I can't say names because I'll end up getting sued. But down the road, I'm not even worried about that because with the collateral I'm going to build, I'm going to tell people who they are. They deserve to get that for what they've done to others. But that's a big thing. And you have to find somebody that possibly is going to guide you. But here's what, you hit another word because I've got that word plastered on one of my stones. It's called attitude. And attitude is everything. But the deep faith you build in yourself is what's going to get you through. Because I believe now, whatever you are into, I'm not going to get into religions and all that because a lot of people are kind of sensitive to that. And I don't even, that's nothing I'm going to even deal with here. But I love the idea of no matter what happens, you keep rolling. You have faith in yourself and you have to believe in yourself. If you do not believe in yourself, folks, you're in the wrong profession.
That is standard. And Eric, I tell you that I surveyed all of my clients and I found that truly the people that succeeded, my specialty is weight loss with middle-aged women. The people who succeeded in losing the weight and keeping it off, one of the major things was they believed in themselves.
Yep.
And I think it's just across the board such an important thing. And I think if you just have this one belief that you will figure it out.
Sure you will.
Then you'll get there. And, the more challenges we face and the more we overcome them, the stronger we come and the stronger we become, to believe in ourselves. So I think you're so right about that.
Well, you know what it is too? Like, I'll get right to you on this. This is very interesting. We've talked about this a lot. And I kind of just came up with this on my own a lot of times, and it's nothing nobody's thought of or done, but it's the action steps. It's going out and doing it. You and I both know you know, you have those days with your business where it does. Anybody that's a human being, it's going to run across you. Is it worth dealing with this anymore? You know, it's like you could have 15 days in a row where you're getting hit over the head, literally. Then you have a great day and all that. And I found there's only one thing in life that diffuses me totally, and that's going out. And whether I'm lifting stuff in the power rack or blasting stones or blasting sandbags, it's the only thing I've ever found in my life that really can take me and just put me back into, I don't know, put me back in a mental way, in a physical way that nothing else has ever could. And like yesterday, I'm doing so many different things now with sandbags and stones and with the idea of meeting up with Martin and all the guys over in Iceland and Scotland, and to keep looking forward to things, to keep making myself grow, to keep, as Rocky would say, squeeze a tennis ball till your hand explodes. Basically, what you're doing is that concentration, that constant idea of being creative. Now, yesterday I went out there. It was the first day it wasn't, you know, 90 plus and humid, but it doesn't matter. I train in it anyways. You just know what pace you're going to run. But like today, I'm pretty sore. I mean, I was yanking 150-pound sandbags at all different directions in the rack, lapping them, standing back up, rolling it up the front of me like you would an inverse stone, doing all different things. And with the idea of everything I'm doing here, I'm building to put that 200-pound sandbag over my head very shortly, because that was like a challenge Martin put out in some ways. It was like, you put a 200-pound sandbag overhead, you're going to lift any stone. So see, it's like, that's the way my brain is wired like that. It's like, you tell me something like that, that's almost like sending a 1,000 volts right to my brain, okay? That's what I'm talking about when we're talking about here with things. And I'm going to go right to you. That beauty of going out there, I mean, my arms and shoulders are just, everything on me is rocked right now. But yet, I have this enthusiasm and this love of what I do, and with the show and everything, where I've said to people, there's times before I come on here, something would have happened with the business, or I just feel like crap. But every time I put that mic on, life changes. Life changes. Go ahead, comment on that. But you know, when you hear established lifters, I'm talking guys and girls that have been doing this forever, that they don't have to say this to me, and they'll be like, I got done with the show and I had to go out and train. You had me so fired up, or I couldn't sleep because of this, and it's a good thing. So what I'm saying here is the diffusing of it, but go ahead, comment on all, take your time. I threw you a ton of stuff.
That was a lot. Well, yep. I think a lot of regular people who I sort of represent, I really try to help like regular women turn into super badasses.
Yeah.
They don't understand what a tool they have, what you were talking about, how that kind of working out in that intensity can change, not only change your day, it changes your entire life. It's such an incredibly powerful tool to just go out there and just beat the shit out of things, you know, it's just incredible. And I also found, funny enough, I had to be forced into it, like the incredible tool of meditation and yoga, which was very hard for me to come to those, believe me, because I would rather do what you're doing all the time. But it changes your attitude, because every day you're challenging yourself, even if it's just on a physical level. You get into the piece of it and you become stronger, and then life becomes
better,
you know, like you said, better. And then you find things to do that make you come alive, like you said, like doing the show makes you come alive, and it just gets you fired up. And that's how I feel when I train people. I just come alive.
Well, too, you can see I've gone out and read up about you and everything. I mean, like yourself, like me, I mean, you can see the dedication in what you do. See, people are going to recognize that. Does that mean you're going to be able to sell it all the time? No, it doesn't, because they might be already, you and I both know, with training people, it's really kind of a catch at times, because they come in with, well, some come in with really good ideas, good intentions. Others come in, they've been battered around a lot, or not treated well by other trainers, or they fail miserably. And it's really a catch-22 with a lot of things because you and I, like a lot of people, obviously we love what we do or we wouldn't be doing it. I mean, this is tough business here, okay? But the idea with my show, and I felt there was such a void out there, yeah, there's people doing things, and of course, you know, everybody's got to be out on social media and all that. But what happens at the end of like a 2 or 3 minute video and you're left there scratching your head saying, okay, what do I do here now? So the whole idea of motivation and muscle was this. We want this. I know people hate that word, but I want this to go mainstream. And I'll tell you why. You look at obesity in the world. You look at all the broken down things out there and you see a very caustic society now, you know. It's not everybody, but there's an awful lot of it around. And I feel that pushing this out there and having people like you on and everybody else is eventually my dream is to have this known as well as anything out there. And having people like you come in, and, you know, I was telling Tricia before she came on, the dream here is to have a live call-in show. Now, can you imagine right now if it was she and I, and we had 20 minutes here, and people could call in and ask either one of us any question they want.
Yes, that would be awesome.
Think about that. Go ahead. Comment.
What you were saying, and I share your feelings, is that we want to be part of the solution to what we're seeing, which is just the most unbelievable obesity going on. I look around where I go places, and I can't even believe what's happening.
Yeah.
And, you know, the pessimism and that's what really, really intrigues me. And I find that people who want to work out and are super motivated, they're easy.
Yeah.
I want the hard people.
Yeah, no.
I'm like driven by the people. You know, I've put a lot of thought into like, how do I help these people who watch that 2 minute video that you were talking about? And then they're like, oh, what do I do now?
Yep.
And really, how do I help those? I work with women mostly. How do I really help them change? Because they have beaten up, like you said. So that is just something that's always intrigued me. Like, I really want to help people change from the inside out.
Yep. And that's the only way you can do it, inside out. I want to ask you this question, then we're going to get into definitely how you got the weight off yourself and the changes you went through. But I'm going to ask you this earlier than I normally would. What drives you? If you could put it in some words.
I'm extremely driven. What drives me is, I think we got to go back to Mother Teresa.
Okay, that's fine.
To be of service.
Yep.
I've always wanted to be an agent of change.
Yep.
So I think that's what drives me.
Well, that's very good because, you know, if you can't offer solutions, you got no business out there peddling your wares. You know, right. How many of us have ordered things. I mean, I'll speak for myself. You go, there's a problem with it. You can't get a hold of the people anymore. Okay?
Right.
Or if you get a hold of them, they act like they don't even know who the hell you are at that point. That's one thing I could never be or never would become because I've had people say to me, are you going to be like other people? You get too big. You're not going to speak to anybody. I said, well, to be honest with you, I might not be making 7 figures right now, but I will. Do you still have access to me? Yeah. I said, then why would anything change?
That's right.
And you know, I've had people call me and say, I can't believe I'm talking to you. I said, why? Well, you're da-da-da-da-da. I'm like, put one pants leg on at a time, man. It's like when you look at, I was talking about my niece, Suzanne. You talk about humble. I mean, I was practically prying it out of her the other day when she was over here with her dad. It's amazing. And you want to talk about a young girl that is very accomplished on piano, but she's so humble about it, she won't play in front of people anymore. And my sister was saying to my mom the other day that sometimes when she'll be getting dinner, you'll hear the piano going. And my sister said, it is the sweetest stuff you've ever heard. She has an ear for music like you wouldn't believe. Like in school, you know, you're finding all this stuff out. There's one gentleman, I don't know what his name is, who's in that music class, and the teacher told my sister the other day, my sister didn't even know this, she said, when he's not around, we ask Suzanne to come in and do this stuff with people. And I'm like, It's just so absolutely amazing. And I'm watching, you know, I know people say, well, you're partial. Suzanne, to me, could model. She's that beautiful. She's very tall and lean already for, you know, almost a 14-year-old young girl, young woman. And you see her in that dress. I mean, I can't believe that's that little girl, man. And such poise and everything. And I can't say enough about my sister and brother-in-law either. I mean, that's where it comes from, you know, the whole deal. But it's like anything we're talking about here. The passion, you see this, you know, and when we're talking obesity and kids, you know, when I see stuff like that, it just makes me feel so damn good, because I'm looking at young people here that are going to make a difference in life. There's no doubt in my mind, and it's all how you treat them, how you support them. I've talked on the show, my little niece Maggie and Danny, I got them using 8 and 12-pound sandbags now. So, you know what I mean? So it matters. Everything you do matters. It has circumstances that have cause and effect. And all this stuff that – well, I'm going to speak for myself, and I'll give it right to you – is this. All these things make a difference. I mean, lifting for me, you know, and I'll go quickly, is this. If you've listened to the shows, you know, the biggest influence, obviously, was my brother Jimmy and the Incredible Hulk. And that comes in two varieties. It's like this. Jimmy had muscular dystrophy, and eventually we lost him, okay? My parents never would have done anything other than keep him here and everything. There's nothing wrong with him mentally. He was matriculated and everything. He went everywhere with us. I say it a million times. You would never know he was wheelchair bound other than look at him in a wheelchair, period. We take him everywhere. Then secondly, as a kid, you're always afraid of things like that. You know, I used to ask my parents, could I get muscular dystrophy? No, you can't, blah, 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 blah. And then I said the thing that blew me out and got me so involved in physical culture besides Jimmy, and Jimmy is the mascot of both businesses here, was the day I walked into that little store and saw the comic book Incredible Hulk. And I read this thing, and I went bananas when I read it, because here's what went in a little boy's head. If I can build my body like the Hulk, nothing will ever get me. And here we are today. And it was all due to Jimmy and the Incredible Hulk and having good people around me the majority of my life. So that's what I want to say. So I'm going to send it back to you. I mean, we talked about what drives you. We talk about influences in our life that make such a difference, and really, really, like what you and I are sitting here talking to one another. Someone's going to hear this show, and I hope it helps a million people, because there's going to be somebody that's going to gravitate to what you and I are talking about right now. We might never meet them. We might never hear from them. Maybe we will. But do you realize the power you and I right now have?
I really do. And, you know, I'm a little ridiculous on social media. I'm taking all kinds of pictures, and I'm really out there. And what I'm really doing is throwing myself under the bus. Like, I really don't care what people think, how ridiculous I am, because I get messages all the time from people who say I'm motivating them, and mostly from women, middle-aged women.
Yep.
Who have found themselves really unhappy in their marriage, in their job, their body. They don't even recognize it anymore. And I want to be that beacon of hope for them, that they can recreate their body and they can be really strong. Like, they can do things they never, ever thought they could. You know, I go to the gym and people go, oh my God, what are you doing? That's amazing. And I look at them, I say, you could totally do that. Like, I'm not special. You could do anything that I could do. You just need to practice it.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No. But this is where I want to get into next, obviously. Tell me, now, I believe I want to make sure I'm right. If I'm not right, correct me. You started training at 45. Is that what it was?
Yes.
Okay. Now, and you were overweight.
Yeah.
Obviously, you had a lot of things going on in your life prior to all that. What finally got you off I'll use this word because I don't know if it's correct, but you can correct me again. What got you off your ass?
Well, it was the day I handed my husband his cup of coffee and he said, I don't want to be married anymore. And I was like, all right, well, first you get out.
Yeah.
And I said to myself, I remember saying this to him, you've got to get your body back. And I just started. And I never, ever looked back. Because I knew I had to be strong to recreate my life, and I knew I had to be strong for my kids.
Sure.
So I just did it. And
basically, I know you said in the beginning of the show, you started right out running.
I started running, but that was just, you know, adrenaline.
Yeah.
Then somebody told me about a boot camp, so I started going to these boot camps.
Yep.
And I was just, you know, I'd never done a push-up or a pull-up, never lifted weights of any kind. So I just got really into the boot camps. And then, you know, after I got my own, you know, started my own gym and went out and met Todd Durkin, who's just a super humble guy. And he really taught me to, like, always give more than anybody would ever give and be there more than other people would ever be. He's a huge influence on my life in terms of mindset. Where was I going with this?
That's all right. Take your time.
I just got exposed to more and more types of training. And I found that I'm kind of lying if I say one thing's my favorite because I love all of it. But, you know, once I started to discover, you know, weight training, I was like, holy mackerel.
You're hooked.
I'd never heard of P90X because I live in Vermont. And I don't watch TV. And so I just went and got certified in it. I didn't know what it was. And I bought a bunch of weights and I asked people if they wanted to do it. And there were 18 of us. We did it for 90 days together, six days a week with me leading it. And I can't even tell you that just the profound difference that it made in people's lives. These are just regular old people.
Yep.
And by the end of the time, women were doing 25 pull-ups and we're doing plyometric push-ups and we're doing all kinds of crazy shit. And just these regular people have lost mad weight and everybody's feeling good and going off their medication. I was like, okay.
I hit something.
Yeah, this is like weight training is the thing.
Yep.
So, yeah, that just, you know, and it just evolved. The more I got exposed and, you know, because of P90X and Tony Burton's like, you got to do yoga. I'm like, fuck yoga. Make me do that. And I forced myself. I had to sit by the door for like a year because I would have panic attacks in the yoga studio. I'd walk out. And I just stuck with it because somebody I respected told me it was really important.
Yeah.
I just kept doing it, and it was really uncomfortable because I would rather do sandbags with you in the garage.
If you ever did, we had to take it off because of the winter circle, but I have started. It's all done. I have a product called Etched in Stone for men, and it's between, you know, Dr. Wong, one of the MDs I train, a nurse, you name it, all the way down. I mean, I've got an armful of people on board with that product. We also have, it hasn't been released, a lot of it's filmed as Etched in Stone for women, and obviously Etched in Stone for kids. And the real interesting thing is, especially, you know, we talk about high-end, you know, high estrogen levels, especially in men. We see a lot of it with the big belly. I've trained guys here with that program where, you know, I've taken them from like 271 down to 220, like a shot, too, without looking, you know, all withered out and everything. And, of course, we do add weights into it, but the majority of the work is going to be with sandbags. And if you want to, at that point, you graduate in the stones. That is totally up to you, but I've never really had anybody that didn't graduate the stones, whether they're river stones, whether they're Atlas stones I made, and we have stones here that I created you'd love. When I went to Iceland, I got all the dimensions of the Husafell stone. We came back, and we could build them into a steel stone, and what I came up with was, you can shot load it from two top ends of the stone. And what I did to eliminate having to keep filling this during the workout, because there's times you're going to be obviously stronger than others, is we put two short weight trees. So you got a weight tree on each side of this, and you can put 10 1-inch, 10-pound plates on each side. So, you know, you're talking the lightest stone coming in, I think, the domination stone is, I believe it's 120. And that thing can be jacked to over 400 pounds. Now, my big one, the original one, that's 240 pounds cold. All right, so you got to be a beast to start that off. And then I have one in between, which is a 186er, and the other one is with a good friend of mine, Steve Helmicki, who owns a gym up in Buffalo. So we made four of them. And what I find is, you know, we can start with the lighter one and go back and forth. And here's something, and I want to get your opinion on this, Tricia, is this. Obviously, we'd all love to have known, you know, I started training at 10 years of age. And I say to myself all the time, but then again, you wouldn't know what you know now if you're really into the physical culture scene. Is I said, if I knew at 10 years old what I know just about sandbags and stones, I said I would have collapsed the world at that point probably. I mean, it was like, but that everything comes in time. I mean, we got to go through lots of things in our lives to get here. But I have found that these sandbags, the way I've set it up, and one of the prime things with it is people don't even think of it. Clean it, pick it up, bear hug it, and walk it. I'm telling you right now, I can build super men and women out of that one movement that would literally blow your mind. It would take and spin your head 360 what we could do with that. And the way I do it, it's not, well, we can go into that another time, but I want to hear your comments on that because, you know, I understand fully what you're doing with the people you're bringing into your camp and how a lot of these women, and it's not just the women either. It's like, you know, you talk to these guys and it's like, well, I never knew I could do it. I'm like, holy Christ, man. You never, did you ever try? Did you ever ask anybody? But go ahead, take it and take your time.
Whoa, you just said a lot.
I always do.
Yeah, right.
I never shut up.
First of all, I love sandbag so much. So I'm really excited to explore more of that, like learn from you about that, because I don't know what it is, but I absolutely just love working with sandbags.
Yep.
And, you know, as far as, we'll go to this, how people don't know what they're capable of. And I agree, there's a lot of men that would walk into my facility and just be incredibly deconditioned and have no idea what they were capable of.
Yep.
And let's just talk about our friend Jeff King for 1 minute.
Absolutely. Here. Go ahead.
What the hell is that guy doing? Pulling 900 pounds this and pushing 400 pound that and blah, blah, blah. I mean, the weight he is pushing around, and he has cerebral palsy. So, and he is strong as I can't even believe it. And you know, yeah, I have guys that come into my facility or guys that I train, and they're lifting way lighter than me. And that's just crazy. And I think, I don't know what it is about the fear of weight. I notice it a lot with, everybody that I train, almost everybody is they're just really afraid that they're going to hurt themselves.
Exactly.
And I don't know where that comes from, because the way that they hurt themselves is by not doing strength training. I had a woman who was a client of mine. She was 62 years old. She came in very deconditioned. I kicked her ass. She lost about 6 pounds. She was doing, you know, 62 years old. She's doing box jump, pull up, burpees, and all kinds of crazy stuff. She tripped over her dog, fell down the stairs. Got a concussion, went to the hospital. The doctor said, you know, x-rays and stuff. He said, I have no idea why your bones are so dense. Like, this makes no sense to me. What are you doing?
Yeah.
He says, what? He said, you fell down those stairs. You should, you know, you should have broken several bones.
Yep.
And she was no problem. You know, she had a concussion. You can't really make your head any stronger.
maybe not. I don't know. Yeah, definitely.
You know, I've seen it just in front of my eyes, how strength training helps you in your life not get injured. And people are so afraid and they don't know how incredibly strong they are. And that's why when people look at me and they go, you're crazy. I'm like, no, you're crazy.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You know, and then you also touched on, like, you know, the hormones, the estrogen in the men and, you know, that big belly situation always is like a sign, you know, the sugar that people are eating.
Sure. Yep.
It's a sign, you know, testosterone is really low. Their estrogen is high. If you look at them, really, they kind of look like, you know, men who are eating a lot of sugar and not doing weight training. They really look like pregnant women.
Well, with that too, and did you, I'm sure you noticed this because I saw it a ton the other day. How many guys you see that got boobs now?
A lot. They call them moobs.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, hello there, guy. You don't see what's coming off when you take your shirt off. You don't think that's off there. You know what? I think you made a good point about the weights.
Yeah.
If you listen to anything from the beginning of the time, even doctors will tell you it's no good for you. You know the famous word, muscle bound? Well, I'll say to them, no, it's bound to build muscle, and they look at you funny. We did a show the other day. I did a singular show. And I talked about a very good friend of mine who he still is, even though I don't see him. I ran into him, and I called the show No Balls, because we hit testosterone here big time, especially with Dr. Wong, and we did one the other day with Paul Firepower Gray and Kirsten Tulick, and she is wild, man, and we're going to do a show about women and all that stuff. And I said, I ran into him, and now this guy was a 240-er. He was no chump. He was a good lifter, you know, like family. We had all split off. My brother went with him. We didn't talk for 10 years. It's a big, but we talk now. It's done, all right? But that I was going a different way with a lot of the heavy power rack training, starting to slowly gravitate towards sandbags, and they wouldn't have any of it. So it put a line in the sand, and I was like, I'm gone. I'm out of here. It just wasn't going to work anymore. All right. So I put that podcast up the other day, and people are sending me notes like, holy God, man. And I talked about how I ran into him a couple weekends ago. You know the voice, but you look at the person, I'm like, holy God, he's a shadow. And, I mean, he had trimmed down years before. He was probably down to about 210. You know, that's the choices you made. He's been married 3 times. I know his wife gets on his ass a lot about training and all this stuff. You know, we don't want these big lips, et cetera, et cetera. So he says to me like this, he's like, what are you doing, obviously? I said, well, stones, all the stuff I've been doing, you know, just developing more and more programs and this and that. He says this to me, and I had to look at him twice because I said, this can't be the same guy. He goes, well, aren't you worried about, you know, your health? And I said like this, why? He says, well, you're at least 300 pounds. I was like, well, according to all the doctors, things and all that, I would be called obese most likely. But
probably, but
if you look at me, you're not going to say that, you know. And he says to me, you know, that kind of lifting now, you know, you're 40 years old, you know, damaging and all this. I said, Joe, I've known you almost my whole life. I said, do you think I buy into that notion or those attitudes? He's like, no. And I said, what are you, about 175 pounds? And he goes, yeah. I said, don't take this the wrong way, but I said, you look like shit.
You look like shit. Exactly.
All right, if you want to really know. And I said to him like this, and this is why everybody was laughing. They're like, I said, who clipped your balls, man? And
right?
he was like, what? I was like, this is not you. And I said, it's none of my business about you and your marriage or anything, but something sounds a little off to me there, blah, 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 blah. And everything was peaceful and everything, but I got to tell you, I'm not a big pity kind of guy. But when I walked away from him, if you want to use the word sad, I felt sad, but I felt sadder for him. I was like, my God, man, what are you wrestling with? And don't try to tell me that this is what you want and all this. And I said, this guy, we used to call him Wacky. I mean, this dude was like one of the craziest people I've ever met in a good way, but he was not a guy to screw with. And I said, like everybody, I believe, whatever's going on, that 240-pound giant is buried deeply within him. One of these days, that giant's going to come out of him again. And I don't know if he'll go back and doing what he was doing, but he might not end up being where he is right now, and I'll send it to you. I won't get in any more of that. But that's what that mainly was about. It was like, why are you not proud of that time in your life? Because now, to me, you're denying it, and that is not good to begin with, and I know that beast is still in you. So go ahead and take it.
Well, I, you know, Eric, I see that a lot.
Yeah.
Women. when they get in relationships with men, the men, this sounds really weird, they don't want the women to lose weight because they're afraid they'll leave them. And they sabotage their fitness. And then I'll tell them, like, don't lift weights because you look like a man and I don't want that. It always, you know, at times it mystifies me that women will give in to that. But then I realized I did that when I was married. I became overweight. I made my small. I lived under somebody's shoe because I think we just have this desire to be loved that kind of can supersede everything else. And it takes a huge amount of self-awareness to be able to pull yourself out of that. I have a couple women right now who are really struggling with that. Like, they're starting to lose weight. They're starting to feel amazing. And now I'm having to help them deal with their husbands. Because husbands are not liking what they're seeing. Now, you think your husband or your wife would love to see you be healthy and amazing. But, you know, there's a lot of control and manipulation in relationships. And I like to give people a little hope that they can have some self-determination and freedom.
Anybody that really loves you is never going to take and put that, you know, tie you down like that. I don't do that with anybody. And I'm not interested in people like that, because the point is, when you go out with somebody or whatever you're involved with, there's always going to be give and take. We know that. That's the way life works. But no one's ever going to strip me of wanting to do of what I do here, because you can walk the plank. I'm not doing that with anybody, because if that's what you liked when you met me, why suddenly do you want that to change? And I've been out with girlfriends and stuff, and, you know, people come up to you and say, geez, man, what do you do, and all this stuff. And it's all right in the beginning, but it does end up causing problems sometimes, because a lot of people are real insecure. I don't worry about things like that, because, you know, if you met my family, I mean, my mother will say to me all the time, she goes, you know how blessed you are? And I was like, yeah, I know, I'm very blessed. I can put my feet on the floor where Jimmy couldn't. Okay, but she says, you're not afraid to talk to people. You've never been since you were a little kid. She goes, you know what kind of gift that is, to not be afraid to approach someone? I can't tell you how many of my friends through the years have said things like this to me. I like so-and-so. Yeah. I wonder if she likes me. Would she go out with me? I said, well, I can't tell you because I'm not her. Go up and ask her. I don't know. And you make 5,000 scenarios, and guess what? Then you never end up doing it, and you're like, damn, man, why didn't I do that? So I'm very lucky in that way, because I like to talk to people. I will approach anybody. I don't care who you are. If I want to talk to you, I'll do that. And then second of all, I think that everybody has fears. I mean, you wouldn't be alive if you didn't. People have insecurities. But what I find now, especially with business, is, you know, you deal with so many different people, so many different personalities, so many highs and lows, so many successes, so many ripoffs, as we were talking about, this, that, and the other thing. It's like, I got to tell you, I don't care anymore. I don't. Yeah, exactly. It's like, if you like me, great. If you don't, great. That's your call. It's the same way, you know, Clint Darden, if you ever got time and you want to listen, I mean, I love all the shows, but Clint is somebody I really, really admire in a different way, is this. He lives with his wife and his two little boys over in Greece, but he's originally, I believe, from Kentucky. A-class lifter. I'm talking Olympic lifter. He's been in strongman, everything. And I don't know how many years it's been going on, but he's had a lot of problems colon-wise and things of that nature, and they've done everything, this and that. And then I don't know where some of the cancers developed, but for the last 3 months he's been taking chemo. But you see this guy, he's still ripping 330-pound Atlas stones and loading them, and you're going to love this. I hear from him back and forth, and we talk about either people like you or you don't or whatever, and he says to me – he said this to me over a year ago. He said, you know, Eric, I'm going to tell you something. He said, you're really good at what you do. And he goes, I know you're going to go big time with that show, but I want to prepare you for something if you haven't thought about it. There's going to be a lot of people coming and going, not only in your life through the show, and there's going to be others that were okay, and then suddenly they don't want anything to do with it. But he says, the thing is, the way I hear you, he says, you're evolving so fast now. He says, a lot of people can't deal with that. You're moving too quick for their engine to catch up, or they just don't see it anymore and they bow out. And I'm fine with that because the show is evolving in so many different ways. I know where I want to go with it. And it's so important to know where you stand, in my opinion, with people. If you want to stay involved here, you're welcome to. If you're going to lend something, you're welcome to. But if you're going to be like a lot of people say, a bottom feeder, you need to go somewhere else. Okay?
See you later. Yeah. You're a straight shooter just like I am. You just call shots, say it like it is, and have no time for people who, you know, are negative, going to bring you down. And that's what my life is surrounded. You know, I don't have anybody in my life that's negative. In fact, I was with somebody yesterday who was eating a sticky bun, and I looked at him and I said, I don't even actually know anybody else that eats a sticky bun. Like, I literally don't have another single friend that ever does that.
Right.
It's like so foreign to my, you know, or complain.
Yeah.
None of my friends complain. They don't bitch and moan. You know, it's all – so people need you and me.
Yeah, I agree.
Even though we piss them off because we call it like it is. And I've tried to temper that a little bit because, you know, I'm trying to be a little bit more subtle with how I – or a little bit more sensitive about how I talk to people.
Yeah.
But I'm trying not to turn them off completely. But yeah, we have to charge ahead.
Well, and that's the thing. And, you know, if you have a good idea and you understand who you are, like I'm doing a lot of stuff we were talking the other day. You know, I call it deconstruction and reconstructing the mind. You know, purging everything I can out of me. And I'll tell you, at times when you're bringing that stuff up, it can really screw with you big time, okay? Because now you're trying to cancel an old thought with a new thought, and it can unravel the hell out of you if you let it. And this is the whole idea of where I want to go. You know, I want to take the show on the road. I want to go here, there, and everywhere and do things. You know, I might go live in Iceland for a year. I don't know. There's a million things I want to do. There's a billion more people to meet. And it's not as small of a world as they're trying to portray it now. And that's only because of all this BS 24 media all the time. I understand what you and I do. We need to use social media to get our voice or our products or whatever out there or whatever's important. But I got to tell you, I mean, I work a lot of hours, obviously. But when it's done, it's done. The phone's off. The computer's off. No more. Okay, shop's closed, man. The only other thing I'd be doing, I'd be out in my backyard, maybe squeezing a tennis ball or squeezing a hard ball or maybe doing a set of 20 with bent arm pullovers. And that's it. You know, I mean, that's my time now. You know, or maybe like I'm doing now. It's funny. I don't know if you ever listened to Steven Santangelo or you read any of his stuff. Incredible guy. He's an organic farmer from Kentucky. And boy, you talk about opinion. But he makes products you wouldn't believe, greens and a mineral and a few other things. And he and I a lot of times talk offline. We'll talk for hours some days. I mean, it's just he's such an interesting guy, and obviously you must think I'm interesting because he's not the kind of guy that would stay on the phone. I mean, he's a real hardcore Italian, and he'd you know, that's what I grew up around, and I know what blunt means. Believe me. And my family, you better have thick skin because if you don't, you're going to be drawing fists, as they say. And that's happened. But that's a whole nother story. But we were talking about, you know, stuff like that. And, you know, the passion and the ingenuity and the belief, no matter how many failures you have. And I've already rephrased failures, life lessons, like a lot of people call it. But, you know, things like that, they might knock you back, but they don't knock you down. And what ends up happening, and I'll give it right to you, is this. I'm going to tell you what's happened to me in the last 4 years. Is obviously I'm educated, but education has never taught me what this 4 years has and never will. Okay? And that's what I try to tell people during the show, bits and pieces of whether it's entrepreneurship or training. It all goes together. It all goes – you can't separate your mind, body, and spirit. You can't. Go ahead. No. And we'll get back to it, but go ahead and comment.
No, I agree with you completely. And it sounds like you're alluding to some, like, big life challenges. And, you know, I've had them myself, and I feel like they have been the greatest gifts of my life.
Yep.
Because we grow and change from those challenges. I mean, where would we be without them? And I think that's what, you know, people are so afraid of failure.
Yeah.
And I'm just not. Yeah. I just don't care. I think when you, I don't know what you're alluding to, but if you've been to the pit of hell and you get yourself out, like, you don't care about anything else. You know that you can pull yourself out of any situation. And, and that's a real gift, I think.
It is. And that's the stuff they sell for a $3,000 package that you and I are talking about here for free.
I'm not sure how you can sell that, but
Well, I'll tell you right now, you hit it exactly. When you get beaten down enough and you come back up swinging every time, whether you're on one knee or not, things change in you. And a lot of people don't understand that when I tell them this, because if you haven't gone through a lot of it, you don't know. And they look at you like you've got three heads. And what I say to them is, the only way you're ever going to really find out what you totally are. I mean, and look it. I had to do it for years. I mean, you know, I had a very good job. I was a software engineer putting IBM systems in, okay? And I made good money, and that's why I've lasted as long as I have, because I've lived on my life savings. And it's getting near the end of it, and we've got to make this thing just hit the wall as fast as we can and put the biggest hole in it and keep going. And that's just the way I live, because every day, you know, every day when I get up, the first thing I say is this: I am full of the joy of living. Say that to yourself every morning, see how you start feeling. And even when your mind tells you you're full of shit and it comes back with a negative connotation to you, say it again and say it again. I have cards, whether they're old cards people gave me with their name and stuff on it, I have cards all over me wherever I go. They could be I'm pulling them out of my pocket, reading them, putting them back in. I have index cards all over the place, and people are like, "That's crazy." I said, "No, it's not crazy, because when I walk by my mirror all the time, I'm right by my mirror right now looking at that card and saying, I am full of the joy of living." Now, look, you can think whatever you want to think, folks, but I would much rather keep scattering that stuff in my brain than what most people are absorbing every 2 seconds. And if you're in the work environment, I can tell you this, with all the quote-unquote intelligent, educated people, we're talking from the sense of school, I never heard so many people complain in my life. If it wasn't their wife, it was their husband. If it wasn't their kids, it was their boss here. If it wasn't, I had to come in early today and bitch about that, or I got to leave a half hour today later. I'm like, I don't miss any of it. Go ahead, take it. None of it.
You're so hitting it on the head, like what you're talking about. It's the same thing with the – are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, sorry. I just sent some weird noise.
Okay.
Doing those things that you're talking about, telling yourself that when you wake up every morning, all the cards around, that's building mental and attitudinal musculature.
Yep.
That we've gotten soft everywhere. It's not just our bodies. You know, we're not just walking around looking pregnant. It's all our brains. And it's another thing. It's just like a strange yoga pose that all of a sudden I can do. It's because I practiced it.
Yeah.
And you build that mental attitudinal musculature. And then one day somebody complains to you and you're like, what is that you're doing? Like, you just don't even understand.
You don't register. Right.
It just makes no sense to you anymore because you just developed a whole nother way of looking at the world and being in the world. And it's just, you know, in whatever way you do it, meditation or, you know, anything. And I think you also got it right. The first thing when you wake up in the morning, what do people feed themselves? They look at their phone.
Yep.
They read the news. They go on Facebook. They compare themselves to others.
Yep.
They hate their life, whatever.
Yep.
And we have the power to change our life by what we do right when we wake up in the morning. So you really nailed it there.
Well, I think that's real important. The first 15 minutes of your morning are very important, because most people, like you said, phone, computer, they turn the news on. What are you going to hear at a 7 o'clock newscast? You're going to hear every stinking thing that's happened in the world overnight, whether it's local or, you know, nationwide, worldwide. If you want to occupy yourself with that, be my guest. But I can't do any of that for a number of reasons. Is everything I'm doing here is to build a bigger and better life for myself and those around me. I can't do a podcast show if all I'm doing is concentrating, okay, I'm not making any money, or this didn't go good, or this one screwed me over. Well, you know what? That's a fact of life, but I'm going to tell everybody this, and I'll tell you this, Tricia, because I say it on a lot of shows. You just wait and see the material I'll have out probably within the next year of starting a business, of the pitfalls of business, of the things to look, you know, at, which could be very dangerous to your survival, or how would you like to get into podcasting, all these things. Because see, people look at a lot of things, if they looked at me, would say, geez, man, I don't know how you do it, what a mess, you know, the whole thing. Well, it's not a mess, because I'm going to take this mess and this will be turned into something that will not only help those out there, but will allow me to have a better stream of living. Okay, so all these things that people think are catastrophes, even to you and I, it might look like that at first, but now we've built, like you said, that mental musculature where, okay, now what am I going to do here to turn this thing around, or take what's happened here and make that my next mind of gold? You know, so this is what you're talking about, what I'm talking about. You have to change how you think, how you act, how you feel. When you do, and I know this looks, and I'm sure, and I'll get right to you, because you already made a few points on it, but we'll even develop it more. This is why people look at you funny. This is why friends that were friends don't want to hang out with you like they used to. This is why you have problems with family. And this is why sometimes people sever their ties with you, or you have to do it with them, because it is no good what is going on. And, you know, people always will say, well, this is selfish, but it's not selfish. There's two things I believe you have to be very successful. Number one, your health comes first. I never used to think of that with all the training, but in the last year, I have to be healthy. And second of all, at times you have to be a little selfish and think of yourself first. Now, when you can do those two things and start spreading that wealth across the board with people, then you're in good shape. And the rest is going to come. But it's a everyday adventure where you have to keep working. As I say with me, punch another hole into that cement wall where the water's behind, because eventually that last hole you pop, that whole wall's coming down and life changes. But take your time, comment.
I like the cement wall.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome. All I think of.
Well, I mean, I deal with this all the time, especially with, I don't know the world of men really. Yeah. I mean, I have three sons, but my clients are mostly women, and I notice they, you know, first of all, it's who you're surrounding yourself with. So, you know, I have a whole nother group of friends that I never thought I would have. And we all share a mindset such as the one we're talking about.
Yep.
And you do have to cut people out. But the other thing you were mentioning is about being selfish.
Yeah.
Is among women, just never, ever putting themselves first or taking care of their health first and then wondering why the world is crumbling. And why that's so difficult. I read a book called The Girl Code, which was really about really successful women entrepreneurs. And I read the book,
yep,
and I thought, this is very interesting. I'm looking at all the women's days, how the women's days start. So I decided to do a little search, and I went and I found the way successful men start their day. So successful men wake up, they meditate. If you're Richard Branson, maybe you go kite sailing.
Right.
They all work out, they give themselves time, and then they go out and they crush the world.
Yep.
Women wake up, and they instantly start serving others. They don't meditate. They don't work out. They don't take care of themselves. They're rushing around doing laundry, reading the paper, making peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, and cleaning the kitchen and making coffee for the. It's just, there's a thing for whatever reason with women is just not being able to give themselves even 10 minutes of self-care.
Yep.
And, you know, that's something I really want to help people with is you're allowed. You know, you got to put the oxygen mask on yourself first.
Mm-hmm.
the whole world's going to fall apart. And that's exactly what happened with, you know, with my whole situation with my marriage. I never took care of myself.
Right, right.
Always put my kids first. So they're walking around in perfect little clothes from Sweden or whatever. And I'm with rips in it, you know, and I look like shit.
Yeah.
My kids are awesome, by the way.
That's good.
that self-care. And the, you know, the selfishness to say, like, I don't need to be around people who are negative. I can choose my own friends.
Yep.
I don't feel bad about kicking people out of your circle.
Nope.
It's okay. You know, you can still be an example of being positive, but I don't want to be around people who are negative or complaining or, you know, and you were also talking about like being able to change the way you feel. And I think we think, oh, this thing happened. Now I feel bad. And now there's something I can do about it. No, there is something you can do about it.
Sure there is.
Shift the way you feel. You can shift the way you perceive whatever happened. And I think people just have given up too much of their own, you know, inner power.
Yeah. Without,
learn from exercising. That's why I love introducing women into strength training and exercising and getting strong, because it goes into every aspect of your life. Once you understand that you can do things you never thought you could do before, like you can do pull-ups or you can do plyometric push-ups and you're 65 or whatever, then you're like, oh, maybe I can do other things I didn't think I could do.
Exactly. It follows a cycle. It's like it's like the house of cards, you know. Keep pulling one and another one's going to collapse. It's the way – look, it right now, I don't know. Someone said to me, we're going to go and swing swords and we're going to go to Iceland and dig up all the people we want to dig up and have battles. I'd be on the horse with you right now. I mean, that's my mentality with most things. It's like, that's one of the things I always say about training. It's really one of the last few things we can do that, you know, someone's not coming and telling, well, people do, but like where I am, if you heard us back there, or you heard me back there, I've had people say to me, it sounds like people are being murdered in your backyard.
It does.
And the thing is, it's like, and they'll say, we were afraid to come back. You know, and it was like, look, it's one of the last things I feel, I'm talking about me as a human being, that someone's not going to come and try to sanction it or tell me this, that, or like, Joe, you know, oh, you know, you got to worry about this and, you know, you hit this age or why are you still, you know, drinking copious amounts of raw milk and this, that, and the other thing. It's like, hey, look, I know what I'm doing. If I expire today, I'm not going to regret anything, okay? Because right now I'm in the space where I'm doing things I want to do business-wise. I am making a difference. I know that. And I'm enjoying the hell out of getting ready whenever I'm going away to lift stones, okay? Because what it's – and that's one thing with business. I tell everybody, you know, when I watch my little nephew and niece – they do things effortlessly. They draw. They do handstands. They lift sandbags. And the thing I admire about that is their brain has not been destroyed yet by what's going on around them. All right, they have that vim and vigor, that fire in them. And you know, you'll see like my nephew Danny. He's very, very good at building. I mean, this guy will probably be an architect. And you see him with his Legos. And I love it. He'll come over to me. He just turned 7. And they all call me Uncle H. And he'll bring a piece of paper and a pen. And he'll say, hey, Uncle H, I want to show you this. There he is drawing out what he's going to build. 7 years old. He's drawing the stuff out. I'm like, holy God, man. Same way with my niece, Maggie. She's 10. She's a peanut. You ought to see this kid do handstands, fall into a wrestler's bridge. And, you know, little kids, boys and girls, every time they have these races, she beats the snot out of everybody. Or they play soccer because it's funny as hell. My sister will say, you got to see this because the guys will all come over and start talking to Maggie all the time. Her name's Madeline, but we call her Maggie. And they're out playing, and I'll watch her, and she'll be, like, knocking people off on their face, man. And it's, like, it's just funny as hell because you can see in some kids just it's different. You know, it's just like adults. You'll sit down with somebody and like, oh, goddamn, boring. You know what I mean? Or somebody will come in, and it'll be like, this guy or gal, man, it sounds like they've been drinking ethanol or something. You know, it's just, you know, as I always say, we always laugh. I always say this. If they came to me today, like they did with Bruce Banner, and said, well, would you like us? You could get super strong, but you got to get gamma radiation. I'd be sitting on the chair. They wouldn't even get the last sentence out because I just love the idea of strength and what it creates. And if you become a real student of it, what you will become. Comment on any of that. Give out all your information. But I want to ask you one question before you comment on that. And I usually always ask this at the very end. If you had a crystal ball in front of you right now, where do you think you're going to be in 10 years? I won't say 25. Let's just say 10.
Oh, boy, 10. I'm going to be on top of the world. I have big dreams, Eric, really big dreams. Okay. And every day I dream them. I really want to create programs to help women change from the inside out. Yep. I have workshops I want to run. I want to speak a lot.
That's us.
I've met my older self. I did this meditation. It might sound kind of corny, but I'll put it out there. The meditation was to meet yourself 20 years from now, and that your older self had a gift for you and a word. So I did the meditation and I met my 70-year-old self, and she didn't look too bad. I have to say, she looked pretty badass.
Okay.
And she gave me a box, and I opened the box, and it was a steering wheel, and she whispered in my ear, hustle. So I said, all right, I got to drive this car. I'm going to hustle my ass off for the next 20 years, and I am going to, you know, be of service and help people. Yeah. And I'm super, super excited about it. So.
And you know, the nice thing is you're calling your own shots, and that's what it's all about.
It's totally, yeah, I am calling my own shots.
The freedom, that's one thing, you know, even if I had to go and score money or whatever, there's no way going back, number one, to the old life, and number two, it's like, really, do you think, I never did before, but do you really think I'm going to go somewhere because it's not going to be an IT job, you know, it could be anything, a warehouse, do you think I'm going to let anybody talk to me like shit, or I'll be like, F you, I'll walk right out the door. See, I've outgrown, like we talked about, you start going places that people can't even imagine, and to be honest with you, you know, if you want to become a bigger and bigger entrepreneur, you know, you got to hang around with the people that are bigger than you. But you have to survive and you do what you do. But what I'm saying is there's no going back to any of that life. I never really registered well with a lot of that to begin with. But there's no way I could even register with the people other than good morning and whatever we got to do. Because there's nothing I have in common with any of them. No matter where I am, I'm always thinking about, okay, you know, I always have my little recorder on me. Because you always get wild-ass ideas, you know? I have my recorder in my pocket. Yep. And there you go. You don't forget it then. Because I'm not going to carry around a pen and paper. I forget it. I speak right in that, come home, write it down or develop it more, maybe in a blog post or whatever. But that's what it's all about. So, you know, I'm glad this has all happened for a number of reasons, but most of all, I love freedom more than anything. And no matter how I feel, no matter how wiped out I am, no matter what, I always get the job done. And then secondly, and I'll give it right to you, is not only getting the job done, but it's like, it's just at the end of the day or the end of the week, no matter what's happened, you know, I got to pinch myself and say, Eric, you didn't start one business, you started two. And here you are still growing everywhere. And I don't brag about anything, but, you know, sometimes you need to pat yourself on the back and say, do you realize what you or I have done? It's very important, man. And I don't think enough of us pat ourselves on the back. We're always like, you know, somebody will give you a compliment. Oh, you look good. Well, you know, right. You know what I mean? It's just like, well, you know, I guess I just had a lucky day or, you know, this. Yeah, you know what I mean? And it's just like, can't you even give yourself a break enough to just acknowledge yourself? Those are just a few of the things I've learned from business. But look, summarize anything you want. Give out all your information. I'll give mine if you could hang on the line, please, and we'll try. We'll see what we can do for another show down the road.
That sounds awesome. Well, it's been really fun talking to you. I guess, you know, just to end with what you were talking about is that, you know, I like to be the beacon of hope for people to know that they can do anything they want. You don't have to follow the rules. Mm-hmm. And I am creating my own life. You and I are creating our own stuff and creating our own business models. And, you know, that's called innovation. And I just want other people to feel hopeful that they don't feel trapped in their life and that they can have the life they want. Many people are very happy working in jobs.
I agree. Yep.
Nothing wrong with that. You know, I mean, it would be, I just completely incapable of it.
Yeah.
As I, you are too.
Yep.
But there's a lot of, I feel like, there's a lot of good stuff on the horizon for both of us. I'm like totally excited. So I'm going to like get in my car and come train sandbags with you.
Come on down.
I just feel like we both got a lot of like great, awesome stuff coming to the world. So I'm super excited to have connected with you.
Thank you. Same here. Give out your website. Any ways people can get a hold of you, and I'll give my info out, please.
Okay. I'm all over Facebook, Tricia Selbach on Facebook. My fan page is where I love to give useful tips and content, live videos. My website, my new website, hopefully be up in the next couple weeks, TrishaSelbach.com. And I've got a pretty big Instagram account too. It's all just my name, Tricia Selbach.
Okay.
Yeah. You can find me.
Awesome. This is Motivation and Muscle Streaming Radio 24/7. Go out to Fiorella Barbell Co. As I said, get the winner's circle. There's just a ton of stuff that you can get with it. I mean, just to have an hour with any of the gentlemen there is incredible, because I don't even know what they charge an hour to train somebody online, and you get the 13th module, Stewards of Strength, for free. As I said, I believe education is the most important thing now. Video, as we said, you can go out and get that from anybody. Most of the time, the stuff is no good anyways. We don't do things like that. We educate. I can make videos for you. But I do believe you're going to need to understand all those modules before you go in and start tackling them, because a lot of the stuff there is not done in the conventional gym usually, unless you go to some place that's out in the middle of nowhere with hardcore people. But even then, I don't think you're going to find many people doing pullovers and things of that nature. And these are things that all work, but obviously you're going to need to learn how to do them properly. So go out there and see what you like and order that product up. And I guarantee you, when we're talking about life changing, that's one of them. Also, donations. We've talked about that. There's a $25, $50, and $100 $100 donation. We need your help right now. This show is a big nut every month to pay for, and we have helped so many people, and we are an investment. This is truly an investment, and if you want to invest in something that's worthwhile, you've got it right here. So look at that on our contribution page. Also, too, if you just want to buy me a coffee or lunch, you can go out to PayPal. Fiorella Barbell at NICAP.R.com, and I thank everyone that has contributed now and in the future. Also, too, go out to Apple and Stitcher. Give us a 5-star review. That's what we've gotten. We thank everybody for that. AHA, if you have the capability to get podcasting through your radio, which all the new cars do, go out to AHA Directory, Motivation and Muscle Streaming Radio 24/7. If there's a show you'd like me to do with Tricia, go out to Fiorella Barbell at NICAP.R.com, or you can go out to Motivation and Muscle and leave a comment too. And I'll leave you with a lot of things here. If someone seeks you out in the gym or the concrete jungle, never be afraid to give 5 words of inspiration. Like I said, we said during the show, 5 words can change your life forever. Also, as my mom said when we were kids, never be afraid to say hello to someone or give them a smile. That might be all they get that day. If you're going to lift it, bend it, break it, twist it, squat it, press it, pull it. If you're going to lift stones, turn them into dust. And as the great Hoos of Steel, Crusher Stone, says in Blood Red, domination, we are domination. We clear cut the path. We don't follow anyone's. Dominate, obliterate, and dent everything in your path. as Russell Furr says, who's been listening to Eminem from the very beginning, when I listen to your shows, I swear there's testosterone dripping out of my speakers. I got news for you. There's going to be more coming. We've got some plans down the road with a couple people right now. When you hear just the idea of manliness, it's going to blow your mind even more. And as I said this morning, and maybe Trish and I will talk about it too on the women's end. We did talk about it a little bit on the show. Kirsten's going to talk about a lot of that stuff with women she encounters training. Now, she's out in Scotland, so we'll see what she says. Kirsten's she's very blunt. Let me put it to you that way. So if you get offended easy, you might get offended with that. But, hey, maybe you need to be offended. Sometimes that changes how you act and do things. So that's coming down the road. Frank Klein, my greatest college business professor, repetition, repetition, repetition. My dad, be a leader, not a follower. Be a leader, not a follower. John Ridge, my chiropractor for years, we're coming up on his 3-year anniversary, would walk everybody to the door no matter how busy he was, and he'd say two words, keep smiling. I dare you to say that to yourself on your best or worst day and not smile. John was one of the most incredible people I've ever met, and John was very big in pushing me with business. New Hampshire, I can hear his accent ringing in my ear right now when I'd walk through the door and he'd say hello. I wish we still had him and Frank and my dad. I would have them all on the show with us. I'm telling you right now, everybody would have enjoyed them. They were that type of people. I call them man's men, but it didn't matter who you were. I mean, just very kind to people, very firm. They expected a lot out of you. But let me tell you, there's no way you wouldn't want to measure up, because they were the type of people you like so much, you just didn't want to let them down. And that's very important to me. But that's another show. Be a steward of strength. Don't stand on the side of the road and watch the world go by. Tell 100 or more of your friends we're coming, because we're not going to knock on your door. We're going to put our foot through it. Join the family. Join the revolution. As Les Brown says, you all have greatness. We take it 2 steps further and tell you this, that we believe in you and we got your back. And I don't know many people in the world today that would even say something like that. And before we say goodbye, go out. If you want any type of website work done, whether you want a new site built, maybe you want to clean up the one you got, or you want someone to build your brand, go out and contact Kelly Johnson, who does work here on Motivation Muscle and Fiorella Barbell Company. You can get a hold of her at whatsyoursecretkelly@gmail.com. So go out and contact her, and maybe she can help you out. Trisha, honor, pleasure, and we'll have you back.
Thank you so much. So great to meet you. I just love you. I think you're awesome.
Thanks. And same way with you. And it's amazing what you've done. You know, pat yourself on the back today a number of times. I mean, you know, this is one thing I love about this. It's the stories. And, man, you know, when you hear stories from anybody that, you know, was the phoenix rising from the ashes, man, that's what it's all about. Those are the things that connect to people. Those are the ones, like we were saying, they're on the fence. Or, you know, maybe this one last thing has just broken them. And they hear you and I or anybody associated with the show. And you know what? Hopefully we hear contact from them. But if we don't, that's okay too. But they pulled themselves up. And when we can do this and get mainstream, like I said, and get on everywhere, look out, world. I'm telling you, the next 30 years, as I say, will be the best 30 years of your life. So it's been an honor to have you on. Congratulations with all your success and continued success in your life.
Thank you. You too, Eric.
Thank you. So for Trisha Selbach, this is Eric Fiorello. We will have her on again. And, hey, today's only Monday. You got 6 more days to do something great, but you got the rest of your life. Don't let others tell you who you are or what you should do. Be what you want to be. Have a great week, everybody, and we will talk to you soon. Thanks for listening.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.